Though the dust may still be settling on Dominique O'Rourke's acclamation as the next federal Liberal candidate for the Guelph riding, she's eager to hit the streets to meet new people and have constructive conversations about Canada's future. O'Rourke, a two-term city councillor representing Ward 6 in the city's South End, was announced Tuesday afternoon as the local Liberal Riding Association's candidate in an election set to happen no later than October of 2025. "I want to earn every single vote," the MP hopeful said. "I think that we have extraordinary potential here in Guelph, so I just really want to be Guelph's representative in Ottawa. And it's just a different way to serve. I can do more from Ottawa than I can from my council seat." Current Guelph Liberal MP Lloyd Longfield announced his plan last year to step away from politics at the end of this term, which is his third. Liberals have won the Guelph federal riding in 10 consecutive elections. The last non-Liberal to win was Bill Weingard in 1988. At this early point in the process, O'Rourke said the issues most people are concerned about are housing, affordability, inclusion and climate change. "The reason I'm running for the Liberal Party is that they have policies in place and a vision and a plan to address all of those," she said. If she wins the election, O'Rourke plans to resign from her position on City Council. "I intend to remain in my City Council seat, for now, because, I mean, there's no election in sight," she said. It's not yet decided when or if O'Rourke will take a leave of absence from City Council during the eventual campaign period. Though seeking the Guelph riding seat, O'Rourke technically lives in the newly established riding of Wellington-Halton Hills North, which includes the southern edge of the city. That riding won't officially exist until the next federal election is called. "I've lived in Guelph for 27 years. I served on City Council since 2018. I know Guelph issues and my heart's in Guelph," said O'Rourke, noting she lives 350 meters south of the boundary line between the ridings. When asked about being acclaimed as the Liberal candidate then winning a nomination contest, O'Rourke said, "It's my understanding that several people were interested and considered, but that I was the only person who submitted my documentation." Given that the federal government holds a minority of seats in the House of Commons, it could be defeated prior to the next regularly scheduled election.